Hey everyone, ready for another deep dive? Today we're taking a look at modern dating.
Oh, this is gonna be good.
Yeah, it's pretty juicy.
Yeah.
We're looking at this YouTube video that's got everyone talking. It's a relationship coach, Kevin Samuels.
Yeah, I know Kevin Samuels. Super straight talking, doesn't hold back.
Right. So he's interviewing this 28-year-old woman.
Yeah.
All about her expectations for marriage, family, the whole nine yards.
That's the stuff that gets complicated. Everyone's got their own idea of what that should look like.
Totally. And this video, it kind of lays bare those clashing expectations between men and women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, finances and relationships, personal responsibility, all that.
It's like he's using her story, her expectations, to talk about something bigger, right? Like a disconnect he sees with a lot of women today. What they want versus what they're willing to do to get it.
Exactly.
Hmm.
So let's get into it. This woman, she wants it all. Marriage, kids, comfortable lifestyle. Pretty clear about that.
Who doesn't, right?
Fair enough. But she gets specific. Wants four kids, dreams of living on a farm outside of New York City.
Ugh, the dream. I can already see the Instagram posts.
Uh-huh, yeah. And travel, international travel. Not having to stress about bills, especially if she's pregnant.
Okay, starting to see where this is going. All sounds lovely, but...
What? Big but.
Yeah. It's when the coach starts asking about money that things get interesting, really pushes her to think about the kind of income needed for that lifestyle and the partner, the type of partner who could provide it.
And Kevin Samuels, he's known for that, right? That directness. No sugarcoating.
Oh, yeah. Makes you squirm in your seat sometimes, but it gets people thinking.
It does. And he points out, you know, statistically speaking, not many men fit her description. High earner, racially loyal, although she says race doesn't matter to her. And wants monogamy.
Hmm. Those are some pretty specific wants.
They are. Almost like he's implying she's a little out of touch, you know?
Yeah, I see that. And this is where his whole critique of modern women comes in. Unrealistic expectations, especially about money and relationships.
And it's not just him saying it, right? He points to her answers.
Hmm.
Like, about those college expenses for four kids. Vague. Not really thought through.
He's saying this is a pattern, right? Wanting a luxurious life without contributing much financially.
Exactly. He doesn't just talk, though. He breaks it down. Numbers. Cost of living. College tuition times four. To support her vision. $700,000 a year.
Wow. That's top 15% of earners. Not your average Joe.
Nope. And that's what's so compelling, I think, for anyone listening. It's not just a dream anymore. It's real. Tangible. Makes you think about the money side of relationships, something people avoid talking about.
Yeah, like, is that dream worth more than love? Than shared struggles, building something together, makes you think.
For sure. And it's not just about the money. They get into this, like, short but kind of tense back and forth about monogamy.
Oh, this is the part I heard about. What did she say? Something about it being a white American thing?
Something like that. Coach was not having it.
I bet. That's a whole other discussion, right? Monogamy, cultural norms, societal pressures. Is it ingrained, learned? Makes you think.
Definitely. It really does make you think. And then he just lays it out there, asks her straight up, could she see herself with an average guy making like $47,000 a year?
Ooh, that's got to be a tough pill to swallow when you've got those big dreams in your head.
Her reaction, it was telling. Like, she hadn't really considered that, you know?
It's like that moment of truth. We all face it at some point in dating, I think. What are we willing to give up on? How important is that financial security, really?
Right. It's about priorities. And this woman, she had some interesting choices, to say the least, like how she ended her last relationship. 5 years they were together.
5 years. Wow. So what happened?
She broke up with him in the car on his way to work.
Wait, what? In the car? On the way to work?
Yeah. Even the coach thought that was kind of messed up. Avoidant, he called it.
Ouch. I mean, imagine that. Trying to start your day, focused on work, and bam, relationship's over.
Yeah, it's almost like she didn't give it much thought.
Yeah.
Just another thing to check off the list on her way to that dream life.
And that goes back to what he was saying, right? Personal responsibility. Seems like she's lacking a bit there.
Yeah, maybe. And it makes me wonder, you know, we're only getting her side of the story.
That's true. There's always two sides, right?
Always. But there's something the coach picks up on throughout the whole interview.
Mm.
She never, not once, takes responsibility for her past relationship ending.
Oh, interesting. So it's always the other person's fault.
Exactly. It's him. Never us. Never even me.
Hmm. Yeah, I see what you mean. And the coach, he sees that as a pattern, right, with modern dating.
He does. Like, people are so focused on finding that perfect someone, they don't look at themselves, don't work on their own stuff.
And that brings us back to that question, that big question he keeps asking.
What are you bringing to the table? One.
That's the one. And that goes way beyond just dating, I think.
It does. It's about knowing your worth, what
Right.
you offer in any relationship, how much you're willing to put in.
It's two-way street stuff, right? Not just finding someone who ticks all your boxes, but being someone who brings something too.
Absolutely. Support, growth, shared responsibility, all that. So, for our listener out there, single, dating, whatever, what's the big takeaway here? Self-awareness.
Yeah, big time. What
Yeah.
matters to you? What won't you budge on? And are you being real with yourself about what's possible?
Being real is key. And realizing that finding a good partner, it's not just luck.
It takes work, effort, willingness to grow, change.
Right. And let's not forget the money talk. Be upfront about it,
Yeah.
especially if you're thinking long term.
Oh, for sure. Ignoring that just causes problems later on. Resentment, arguments, the whole mess.
Nobody wants that. So we've covered a lot, expectations, the financial stuff, that responsibility piece.
Yeah.
But the core of it, I think, is that self-reflection. It's about asking yourself those tough questions and really being honest with the answers. No matter where you are in life, single, dating, married, whatever, it's good for everyone.
So true. And I think, the coach, he really honed in on that money aspect, but compatibility, it's so much more than that.
Oh, yeah,
I
definitely.
mean, emotional intelligence, values, shared values, do you connect intellectually? Those are important too, right? For a
Yeah.
good, strong relationship.
Absolutely. Money matters, for sure, but it's not everything. There's a lot more to finding the right person, someone you truly click with.
It is. And thinking about all this, it might be interesting for our listener. What if you were in her shoes? How would you answer those questions?
Ooh, good one.
Yeah, if it were you sitting there with Kevin Samuels.
What would you compromise on? What are those things, those non-negotiables you absolutely won't budge on?
Those are some good questions to think about. And I think more than anything, just be real with yourself about the answers. It's all about what you want, what you need. No right or wrong answer.
Exactly. It's about making those choices, but doing it intentionally, knowing what might come from them. Yeah, well said. And hey, that's a good place to wrap things up, I think. As you're out there navigating all this dating stuff, remember, stay true to yourself, figure out what really matters, and don't be afraid to have those hard conversations.
Couldn't have said it better.
Happy exploring, everyone.